We've been exploring the image of the church as Christ's body, made up of different people with different gifts. And today we look at two very practical gifts. We look at the gift of serving and the gift of giving. And what I'm going to do is talk about what does it mean to be a server or a giver, okay? And then I'm going to ask, who are the servers and the givers in our church? And then I'm going to ask, what's it got to do with me? Okay, so that's the plan. So let's begin with seeing if this works. Yes, let's begin with the passage from Romans chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. And the two gifts that we're focusing on today are practical gifts. There we go. The gift of serving and the gift of giving. But just before we get to those, everybody's different. Everybody has something that they're good at. And everybody has something that they're better at doing than others. But we're all different, so we're all needed in the body of Christ. And as I just said, some people are good at serving, and some people are good at giving. So here's a question for you all, and I will expect answers, okay? What are the characteristics of someone who is good at, say, giving? Well, shout out, if someone is good at giving, what sort of a person are they? What are their characteristics? Any ideas? Generous? Yeah, generous. Something else about them. Doesn't have to be a word, it could be a phrase. Kind? Good word. Yeah, generous, kind. Patient? Yes. Good word. These are all good words. Patient, kind, generous. Any other thoughts? What sort of a person are they?
Caring.
Yeah. One last thought.
Sacrificial.
Very good. Very good. You've been reading the passage. We'll come back to that. Second last thought. One last thought. We've had generous, kind, caring, sacrificial. Something that someone else said that I've forgotten. Obedient to God. Yeah, this is what I wrote down. They're of a generous nature. They give of their best. Like, they don't give the leftovers. They give of their best. That's a good giver. They love seeing people opening presents. So they don't like getting presents and opening them. They much prefer to see other people opening presents. That's someone who's a good giver. And they're wholehearted. Wholehearted. They don't hold back. So what about serving? What sort of words would you use to describe someone who's good at serving others?
Selfless.
Selfless, yeah. Sacrificial, I hear Dougie say. Yeah.
Nurturing.
Sorry? Nurturing, that's a good word, nurturing. That means they want to see people grow. Yeah. Okay? Other words? You're all waiting to see what I've written down here.
Unassuming.
Unassuming, that's right. Humble. Meek, you could even say. What I've written down is people who are alert to the needs of others. You know, sometimes you see someone's really struggling and no one notices apart from the person who's good at serving. Oh, right, I'll go and help that person. So they don't need to be asked. They sort of spot something and off they go. The first to volunteer. Something needs doing. I'll do it. I'll do it. That's someone who's got the gift of serving. Available. In other words, they're always there, rather than being preoccupied or busy. Oh, I'm too busy. Oh, they're just available, and they are a doer. They show love by their actions. That's the person who's good at serving. And here's some things and this is where it gets interesting. Both givers and servers, what do they have in common? And you've already said some of these things, like they're kind, they're selfless, they put others first, they're caring, both givers and servers have those characteristics in common. So, does this mean that if I'm not particularly practical, not particularly generous, not particularly good at helping, that I can leave all that stuff to someone else? Is that what this means?
No.
Stop nodding, Lindsay Young. The answer is no. The answer is no. You were wrong. But well done for trying. Because you see, and this is important, giving and serving are not just practical gifts. They are godly characteristics. Think of Jesus. Jesus was very generous. Now, he never had much money, but he was generous with everything else he had. He was certainly generous with his time. Classic story is when he just had a really, really, really busy time. And he says to his disciples, right, we need a break. Let's get in the boat. Let's go over there. So they get in the boat and off they go. And by the time they get to the other side, there's a mass of people wanting to hear more. But Jesus is generous. So he doesn't say, oh, quick, don't get out of the boat. Let's go somewhere. He says, right, okay. And he spends the whole day teaching them. And then he feeds them. And it's called the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus was generous. Jesus was also a servant. You remember the story of how Jesus washed his disciples' feet. He said something very interesting at the end. He says this, do you understand what I've done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that's what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them. So Jesus was very generous, and he was also a real servant. He always put others first. And if you want an example of that, that stands out above everything else, then just think of the way he died. He didn't die for himself. He died for us. And of course, to be a Christian is to be a follower of Jesus. To want to grow more like him. So, I don't know about you, but the logic is inescapable there. Whether or not we are naturally generous, or whether or not we are helpful by nature, there are things we should all, these are the things we should all be striving for. And if you look at the very top bit of that, hang on, I've just highlighted it, not that you can't read it already. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Remember what Dougie said? Generosity is a sacrificial thing. Serving, being humble, is a sacrificial thing. This is holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. We are being called to be living sacrifices. And that's costly. And that's hard work. But ultimately, of course, it's worth it. And when you think about it, giving and serving are the two pillars that hold up a church. If there are no givers, then there'll be no money. And you won't be able to do anything. If there are no servers, then nothing will get done. And it goes deeper than that. Imagine a family where no one's generous with their time, with their possessions. No one wants to share. No one wants to give. There's no presents. There's no Christmas. I mean, what sort of a family is that? Imagine a family where no one does anything to help anybody else. What sort of a family is that? And if a church is like that, what sort of a church is that? It's certainly not an attractive place to be or attractive community to belong to. So these are really key things in terms of who we are as the body of Christ. So just because some people are naturally good at giving and serving doesn't mean that everyone else goes, doesn't give anything and does nothing. And the opposite also holds true. Just because you are really good at giving and serving doesn't mean that's all you have to do. There's a classic story in the Gospels about two sisters. One was called Mary and one was called Martha. And Jesus visited their home. And Mary, who I think was a bit of a lump, you know, whatever she did, she was useless at it. And her older sister always gave her a hard time. No, I'll do that. You know what it's like sometimes. So while Martha is busy doing the hospitality thing, cooking the food and getting everything organized, Mary just sort of sits beside Jesus and listens to him. And Martha eventually gets so fed up. She says, Jesus, aren't you going to say something to her? Here I am at my wit's end. The stew's burnt, the donkey's run away, and she's just sitting there. And Jesus says this. Martha, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her. Mary has chosen what is better. So you can't say, oh, well, I'm a bit of a Martha. In other words, I'm good at serving, I'm good at giving, so therefore I'll do this sort of stuff and not bother sitting at Jesus' feet. Jesus says what Mary has chosen is better. We're all called to give and to serve, but we're also called to sit at Jesus' feet. Just because you're good at giving and serving doesn't mean to say that you can leave all the spiritual stuff to spiritually minded folks. You're called to be that as well. So to sum up, the church is a body with many parts. Some of us are gifted at giving. Some of us are gifted at serving. Our aim, if we are gifted in those things, should be not just to do those things. And our aim, if we're not good at doing those things, should never be just to leave others to do them. Our aim is to become Christ-like. We're going to sing a couple of songs, and then we're going to gather around the Lord's table. And when we gather around the Lord's table, I'll allow a time for you just to think about this. Questions like, am I a giver? Am I a server? And if I'm not, what should I be doing about it? And if I am, is that all I do? But let's pray just now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus, the most generous man in the world, the one who gave us his life, not expecting anything in return. but out of love. The one who calls us to be humble and to serve others, just as he's done for us. Focus our minds now on Jesus as we continue in our worship. Amen.